My name is Amy Liana Silagan. I am an investigating officer for the Baltimore County Police Department. After listening to the serial podcast, I was assigned to look after the case of a teenage girl named Haman Lee, who murdered and buried in Lincoln Park in Baltimore. I want to investigate this case because Anon Syed is innocent and I'm suspecting someone else is Jay Wilds. After listening to the first two episodes in the podcast by Sarah Coney, an idea struck me. I've always been confused by why Sarah Coney and the police didn't focus more on Jay Wilds, the guy who accused Anon in the first place. Jay had an obvious motive because of Stephanie. Stephanie was Jay's treasure and he was willing to do anything for her according to his close friends. Also, Stephanie's friends were not fond of Jay, but they like college-bound Anon. The date of the murder was Stephanie's birthday and Anon had a gift for her while Jay did it, that I think is easy to cause jealousy. In addition, Anon is now single after breakup with Hay. Clearly, this may be the reasons why Jay wanted to kill Hay, to make Anon guilty and Stephanie will stay away from Anon. Overall, in my opinion, Jay framed Anon out of jealousy. To protect what? To protect what mattered most to him. Because Jay had a poor family dynamic, no father around, and his mom relied on him for a paycheck. His grandparents therefore had to help raise him, but friend says he was essentially on his own. In my research, human psychology tell us that kids abandoned or lacking healthy parental attachment can be incredibly protective or overactive over relationships. Jay fell into this camp. Anon hung out with Jay the day of the murder and could have told him he'd be bumming a ride from Hay later. And Jay had gone increasingly agitated over the weeks, could have been pushed over the edge the day Anon waved a shiny Stephanie birthday gift in his face. Having Anon's phone and car and knowing his and Hay's routine, he would have decided to frame Anon. Therefore, Anon's motive to kill Hay would make sense to everybody else. And to cover the tracks, he just needed to make sure to be seen with Anon that day and tell the cops he witnessed the burial of the body. Jay was a street smart. He could have come up with this plan. Anon had likely vented about relationship with Hay before while they smoked weed together. So, ex-boyfriend killer is a logical story. The absolute only sensible reason Jay accompanied Anon the day of the murder and burial of the body was to frame him. He had to be there to convict or blame Anon with his first person. In conclusion, Jay killed Hay because of jealousy over Anon and Stephanie. Anon should not be in jail but Jay. But to validate this hypothesis further, Stephanie and any ex-girlfriends should have questioned about the nature of the relationships with Jay. How long they've been together? Is he the jealous type? How did he behave differently after Hay's disappearance? To clear it, Jay killed Hay and I'm gonna tell to the police later to arrest him.